Brother Dave doesn't require reading at this moment in time, so my duty and pleasure to hand over to Brother Dave and give us the talk on the subject, Who is My Neighbour?
Good evening, everyone. Nice to see you all here. I haven't got one of these little mics here. They gave me a hand mic, but it looked like I was doing a stand-up.
A couple of things to admit. One is that the title of my talk, I might get to it towards the end. The other one is I've got a mixed audience tonight. I'm very conscious of that. So I've translated some of the slides into Farsi. So no, Jim, you know me. My English isn't great. So the translation might be a struggle. Someone was going to help me and just do a little bit of translation. Are we okay still? There's a spot here for you. Could you translate some of it? Somebody just do that? Be okay? That's great. I was going to ask somebody to take over and I'll be around doing the translation. That's great. Okay. Now, I'm quiet. I'll just wait for the doors to get locked. Are you okay? I think you're sending him. We're going to talk tonight. It's a dangerous thing to start with. We're just going to talk about some politics. Okay. Now that's not the aim. By the end, is that I'm going to show that politics doesn't get you anywhere. Okay.
هدف اینه که بخوام در نهایت اینو بهتون بگم که سیاست یا کارهای سیاسی شما رو به جایگاه خوب نمیرسونه یا آخر خوبی نداره، نتیجه خوبی نداره، که یکی از دلایلیه که اینا خودشون توی کارهای سیاسی شرکت نمیکنن.
Okay. Now then, let's have a quick run through the light of. So, at the time of Jesus, we have the Roman Empire. Okay, so as you can see up there, we have empires, but basically military powers. When it says Pax Romana, peace of the Romans, when it says when the Roman people, empire, had peace,
اون موقعی که امپراتوری توی امپراتوری روم در واقع صلح بود.
It didn't mean it was peace. It meant that they were terrified.
این به این معنی نیست که اونا دقیقاً صلح بوده اون امپراتوریشون. یعنی به یه نوعی زور بود روشون که هر جمعه از پیشنهاد یا یه صلح اجباری بود.
Okay. And then the next step was we had kings and queens, we had the church, and we had military leaders.
در اون موقع ما هم شاه داشتیم، هم ملکه داشتیم، هم ارتش داشتیم، هم کلیسا داشتیم.
So the history is unfolding, it's going through different stages. Then there's quite a tricky one. In about the 13th century, somebody will probably correct me after, we had the Renaissance. All right, with that? You might be
ready. یکی از دوره ها مربوط به دوره رنسانسه که مربوط به قرن 13
In Italy. And the focus shift from God to man, okay? A shift from God-centered to a man or woman-centered as well. Okay, so try that.
Would you say again, please?
So, in the Renaissance, there was a shift from God-centered, people were sort of scared of God, to a man-centered, okay?
اون موقع هم فکر کنم اینو میگه که
You're doing a great job, brother.
Could you use the simple words?
Yeah, you should be doing it. Okay, let's leave it there.
So you want to explain about the Renaissance?
Well, it was started in Italy. And it was a first move to what they would call civilization.
میخوایم در مورد دوره‌ای صحبت کنیم که در مورد متمدن شد، یعنی در دوره انقلاب صنعتی در واقع صحبت کنیم، دوره پیدایش تمدن.
People started, you had for the first time merchants and banks.
Merchants.
Merchants, dealers, trading.
اون موقع در واقع شروع همون ابتدای دوره بانکداری و تجارت بود.
A good point here, for the ordinary people, nothing changed. For the people at the very top, that change.
این تغییر و تحولات در واقع واسه قشر پایین‌تر یه تغییر بزرگ محسوب نمی‌شد. اونا توی هم جایگاه خودشون موندن، ولی واسه طبقه اشرافی و بالاتر یه تغییر بزرگ محسوب می‌شد.
Then, next one we're nearly there, we'll get to the Bible, isn't it? In around about the 15th, 16th century, I'm looking around for a nod, yeah, I've got a nod, we had the Protestant Reformation. Now, the problem with that is, if somebody else in this room had given the talk, they would have had a completely different list, alright? Let's have a look at a few Bible quotes. Whoops. Can you come with me? Okay, let's open our Bible.
خروج.
So Exodus 1:17. Exodus. If you want to write Exodus something. You okay? You can get Exodus 1. Okay, it's just one verse. Exodus 1:17. This is a story from thank you, John. There we go. There's a drink on it. Can you do it? Okay, Exodus 1 and verse 17. Look what it says there. I'll read it and then you can read it. Okay, it says, the midwives, however, these are the midwives in Egypt, feared God and didn't do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwife and asked them, why have you done this thing? Why have you let the boys live?
اما قابل از خدا ترسیدند و آنچه پادشاه مصر به ایشان گفته بود نکردند، بلکه پسران را زنده گذاشتند.
This is an AV Bible. Okay. AV Bible. This was translated 400 years ago.
این یه انجیل عبری بوده در اول که 400 سال قبل فرانده بود. 400 سال قبل ترجمه شد.
And it was the first one in the first authorized one in the English language that people in the street could understand.
اولین نسخه انگلیسی که در واقع ترجمه شد به انگلیسی به زبان خیلی ساده ای هم بود که حتی مردم کوچه بازار هم میتونستن معنیشو بفهمن.
Okay, because if you notice in that reading in Exodus, look, those people deny and ignore what the king said.
اینجا میتونیم ببینیم که اون چرا که بهشون گفته بود انکار کردن، رد کردن در مورد.
So what was happening is the Bible, the people were being told by God to do something that the king was, it was in contradicting what the king said. Okay.
اینجا به مردم توسط خدا گفته شد که کاری رو انجام بدن که توسط شاهان منع می‌شدن از انجام دادن اون کار.
Okay. And so then, in about the 15th century, people started reading it for themselves.
و از در واقع قرن 15 بود که مردم خودشون شروع کردن به خوندن این کلام.
Okay. And politically, it was very dangerous.
و از نظر سیاسونی در اون دوره کار خیلی خطرناکی بود.
Historically, the Bible and its teaching, and I'll call it Christianity, I think, has always been a nuisance. I'm going to use that word nuisance or a contradiction. For example, the slave trade. Okay.
در موقع یه ریسک بوده، یعنی دوره‌ای بوده که توی دوره امپراتوری روم یه زمانی بوده که حتی خوندن بایبل و کارهای دینی جرم حساب می‌شده، حتی می‌تونسته به بردگی هم کشیده بشه.
Okay. So there's always been conflict between people who really understand the Bible and know the truth and between quite often in political situations.
خب اینجا می‌فهمیم که در اون موقع هم در واقع اونایی هم که کاملا کلامو می‌خوندن و می‌فهمیدن چی می‌گفته با این وجود بازم می‌ترسیدن و نمی‌تونستن بشارت بدن و در موردش صحبت کنن.
Now, can we go to Genesis chapter 26?
Right.
I'm going to read a chunk and then, if if you could read it to my
okay.
Okay. So it says verse 26 and verse 17, chapter 26 and verse 17. It's talk, so is it?
Whoa, I got like 26
and 19. Here we are, verse 19. And verse 19. This is talking about Isaac, who is Abraham's son.
In در مورد اسحاق پسر ابراهیم صحبت
می‌کنه. And Isaac gets involved with politics and basically land. Tricky situation with land, which hasn't changed over thousands of years. So it says, Isaac's servants dug in the valley of the discovered a well of fresh water. There, but the herders of Gerar quarreled with those of Isaac and said, the water is ours. So he named the well Ezek. Because they disputed with him, then they dug another well. But they quarreled over this one also, so he named it Sitnah. He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over his name as Reboth, saying, now the Lord has given us rule, and we shall flourish in the land.
Amen.
From 19, that's it. Thank you very much.
خادمان اسحاق در آن وادی چار زدند و در آن آن دست دادند. ولی شبانان جرار با شبانان اسحاق مجادله کرده گفتند این آب از آن ماست. پس آن چار را حسد نامی زیرا با او مناظره کردند. آن را چای دیگر کردند ولی بر سر آن نیز مجادله کردند. پس آن را سفنه نامی و از آنجا نیز کوچ کرده و چای دیگر کردند و دیگر بر سر آن مجادله نکردند. پس آن را رهوکوت نامی و گفت اکنون خداوند ما را وسعت داده و در این سرزمین باربر خواهیم شد.
You can see where this is going. So basically land, wealth, possessions have all been political, and fear basically have all been political things. And the Bible here, you can see, deals with it. Okay.
اینجا میتونیم یه سری از نمونه‌های سیاسی، کارهای سیاسی رو ببینیم که تقریبا از یه سری جا با زمان ما شباهت داره، یه سری مجادله‌هایی که اون زمان بوده.
Okay. But this is a completely different thing. Isaac backs off. Now that is an incredibly powerful thing, a remarkable thing. In the modern world, he would have been seen as weak, and he'd been seen as someone who just gave way to people. But then finally, in the last verse, he says, now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land. He saw it as God's will. Okay.
حقه سیاسی کار انجام داده، یعنی اونجا عقب نشینی میکنه با اینکه جلوشو میگیرن، اما اون راهش رو ادامه میده و یه جای دیگه چاه میکنه.
Okay, that's a brave, tricky thing to do, and that to some extent hasn't changed even today. We're going to find ourselves in difficult situations with politics. Well, I don't need to tell people in this room about that. Okay.
در واقع میخوام یه مقایسه انجام بدیم با زمانی که خودمون در واقع امروز زندگی میکنیم که
Okay. I'm going to skip the next one, but if you want to do a bit of homework, Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, is that right? Okay, Nehemiah is absolutely, sorry, Nehemiah, okay, is full of politics, okay? Have a look, read it at your own time, okay? I'm going to leave that one tonight because we'll be next time. But Nehemiah is full of politics, people just trying to get the land, people backing down. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Okay. That's great, thanks. I think. Go on, yes.
کتاب نهمیا میگه پر از این نمونه‌های سیاسی، یعنی کارهای سیاسی که در اون زمان انجام شده، این افراد سیاسی. البته اینو الان نمی‌خوایم مطالعه کنیم، گفتید با استفاده دونندگی دوست داشتید.
That's great, thanks. I've put that slide up for what I think might be happening after. Can I have a quick look through that one? Yeah. In the 18th century, politics started chasing technology, which it does a lot today. Yeah. Yeah. The 19th century, we had nation states coming into play, a completely different approach to things. Calvinism, Lutherans, Quakers introduced civic responsibility, which is interesting. Okay. So people were reading. There we go. So.
توی قرن 18 می‌بینیم که در موقع شروع به دنیا شروع به مدرنیزه شدن کرده تقریبا. توی قرن 19 می‌بینیم که پیدایش کشورها رو می‌بینیم، دولت‌ها رو می‌بینیم و توی قرن بیستم هم که جنگ ها شروع میشه و این آرزه و جدال ها بین دولت ها شروع میشه، اون دولت هایی که به وجود اومده در مورد که تقسیم میشن به کمونیسم و دولت های کمونیسم و اون مثل شوروی سابق در اون قرن به وجود آمد.
20th century, I'd say, defined by global conflicts for the first time. Technology gave us the ability to kill each other, and then you had a diversion between communism and capitalism, which is might still be going on.
توی قرن 20 می‌بینیم که اولین جنگ بزرگ یعنی جنگ جهانی اول به وجود آمد و می‌بینیم که در اون زمان بود که در واقع تکنولوژی به کمک انسان اومد و باعث شد که به کمک همین تکنولوژی افراد زیادی کشته بشن.
Okay. More today, 1960s, if you here lived through 1960s. They said you didn't live through it, if you can remember it, Obama. it's interesting that things get faster and faster, a lot changes, and it was a time of self-determinism. The best of life is just taking what you can, or just self-expression, or
در بعد از دهه در واقع 1960 می‌بینیم که از یه سری جهات قضیه برعکس شد و این تکنولوژی کمک کرد که در واقع بیشتر به در جهت رفاه انسان‌ها برعکس شد اثرش که بیشتر در جهت رفاه انسان‌ها به انسان‌ها کمک کرده. بعد از دهه 1960 بعد 1960 میلاد.
And I think today our politics is probably tribalism. Tribalism. Somebody else is attacking us. Don't let them. We're being threatened by somebody, and the other side, socialism, is saying you're being oppressed by this, being oppressed by that, oppressed by that. And there doesn't seem to be a central way. But I'm just an observation here. I think this is a view. Okay, if you just want to do that.
البته در واقع اونجوری هم نیست که آرامش کامل داشته باشیم. ما همیشه می‌بینیم که امروزه هم توسط این حاکمان همیشه سرکوب شدیم، همیشه نتونستیم یه سری حرفایی رو بزنیم و در واقع درستی که به بهتر شدن زندگی کمک کرده این تکنولوژی، ولی در واقع در از یه جهت دیگه به سرکوب انسان ها کمک کرده.
Okay. Now, I tried to find a good quote, okay, something to represent the modern world.
میخوام یه نقل قولی رو بگم، یه چیزی که به خوبی این زندگی مدرن رو توضیح میده، یعنی نشون میده.
Okay, I came up with this one. This is from an American senator. It's a famous one.
یکی از یه سناتور آمریکایی.
This is where my France is going horribly. Is that right? And after you're all laughing, okay. Just it's. Can you all see that from the back? It's by Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was an American senator. It's called the Mystery of Life quote. Lots of people base books on it. Lots of educational thing, lots of academic. Just read it for a minute. Are you alright with that? Are those who can do both languages, do you think I've done it justice with?
در واقع راجع به آزادی میخواست صحبت کنه که کلمه آزادی فقط یه مفهوم داریم ازش، فقط خود کلمش موجوده، یعنی در واقع ما آزادی کامل رو نداریم که همونی که همه جهان و بشر بهش نیاز داره، آزادی واقعی که بشر باید داشته باشه، همون راهی و رستگاری نیست. یه تقریبا یک کلمه است، یه آزادی دنیایی.
Does that make sense? Yeah, okay, just read that for a minute. Just at the heart of it, you've got the right of self-determination. So, let's have a show of hands for those people who controlled the time and the fact that they were born. it's just a show of hands. Did we control the time or the fact that we were ever born? Could we control?
It's the phrase "show of hands."
Does anybody here? Think they could control when they were born?
میگه اینجا کسی هست که بتونه کنترل کنه که توی چه برهه زمانی به وجود بیاد یا متولد بشه؟ کسی
هست؟ So, is that makes any reference to we? Does it make any reference to society? Does it make any reference to responsibility to anybody else? It is just I would say that reflects some people in the modern world.
میگه این چیزایی که گفتیم به نظرتون چون هیچی در اختیار خودمون نیست که توی چه برهه زمانی به دنیا بیاییم پس به نظرتون این مسئولیت واسه ما ایجاد میکنه یعنی مثلا 20 سال 50 سال قبل جنگ شده ما توی اون برهه زمانی نبودیم پس هیچ مسئولیتی هم به دوش ما نیست واسه چیزایی که تو گذشته به وجود آمده
okay. I've got a 90-year-old mother.
من یه مادر 90 ساله شده.
Okay. She doesn't understand the mysteries of the universe.
یه اون چیزی از کهکشان و بازار کهکشان و دنیا رو نمی‌دونه.
Okay. She doesn't really define well. The thing that she values most in life is her family.
تنها چیزی که همیشه با برای اون ارزش بوده توی زندگیش خانواده‌اش بود.
Okay. And is there anybody here who understands the mysteries of human life and the mysteries of the universe? I don't want to laugh about this. Can you see where the world is taking us? Can you see the problems of one thing against the other?
میتونید ببینید که دنیا ما رو میتونید بفهمید یا پی به این حقیقت ببرید که زندگی دنیای ما رو کجا میبره ما رو به کجا هدایت میکنه هیچ کسی نیست میگه که اینو ببینید
So let me finish by just taking us through to Matthew's Gospel and we'll just do a little run through here Matthew chapter 26 is that the right is that Matthew Matthew 26 I've chosen this one Matthew 26. It's at the end of Matthew's Gospel.
Okay.
Matthew 26. And we're going to start. We just work. If you want to race ahead of me, just go through those and you can see. So 55. This chapter at the end is full of politics. Okay.
این باب در واقع پر از تشبیهات و چیزهای سیاسیه.
Okay. And Jesus has been in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's been arrested, and now he's at his arrest here. Okay.
این در مورد وقتی میگه که عیسی دستگیر شد.
Okay. And let me just read. I'll read verse 55, then you read it. So, in that hour, Jesus said to the crowd, notice the crowd, like a political group, am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, you did not arrest me, but this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled.
در آن وقت خطاب به آن جماعت گفت که مگر من رازنم که با شما و شمشیر بگرفتنم آمده اید من هر روز در منبر می نشستم و تعلیمی دادم و مرا نگرفتید اما این همه رخ داد تا پیشگویی های پیامبران تحقق یابد آنگاه همه شاگردان ترکش کرده و گریختند
Okay. So he's saying, am I a political leader? Obviously not. Look, I'm not a political leader. I was there all the time for you.
در واقع اینجا میگه من یه رهبر سیاسی نبودم من فقط به شما تعلیم میدادم یه معلمتون بودم
And then if we go to verse 57 yeah, just a couple of verses on I'll read it those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas the high priest where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled okay so three political groups there okay?
آنها که عیسی را گرفتار کرده بودند او را نزد قیافا کاهن اعظم بردند در آنجا علمای دین و مشایخ جمع بودند
Okay. So you've got three political groups there that he's telling us about but look where the focus shifts now look at the next verse look at verse 58
اونجا می‌بینی که سران حکومتی و گروه سه تا گروه سیاسی و سران حکومتی اونجا جمع شده بودند حالا بریم به که بیشتر توضیح بدیم چیست اما پتروس دورادور از پی عیسی رفت تا به حیات خانه کاهن اعظم رسید پس داخل شد و با نگهبانان بنشست تا سرانجام کار را ببیند
So the writing Matthew here is telling us all about these great political situations that are going on
Yep, you.
Yeah.
You're on. Matthew, just sit there, Matthew. Okay. Can you see what the writing's doing here? He's saying, in the first verse there, he says, Caiaphas, the high priests, the teachers, the elders of the law, huge, you know, the great political powers. And then he says, but look, there's one man here that just come with me. There he is. There's Peter. And he's sitting there. Look what it says about him. What does it say? It says that he's sitting there. And he's inviting you. It's almost as if the gospel is there writing down. And you sit next to him. You sit next to Peter and you say, what are you doing, Peter? What are you looking at? And, well, you don't need to understand politics, do you, to see what Peter does next? Because it's heart-rending and it's terrible, isn't it? And we've all been through it. And we've all lied, or we've all denied somebody. And this touches every human heart, doesn't it, when we find out about what this guy has done. And that's the important focus, that's the difference, isn't it, with the gospel.
اینجا میبینیم که در موقعی که عیسی رو بردن همون سه گروه بودن، یعنی سه گروه مختلف سیاسی، یکی مشایخ بودن، یکی علما بودن، یکی کاهن اعظم بود. که میبینیم اونجا پتروس، یعنی همون مثل امین اومد نشست روی صندلی میشینه اونجا، که با اینکه جون عیسی در خطر اونجا میشینه، از دور نظاره میکنه و نمیره جلو. یعنی استراتژیش اون بوده در اون موقع، احساساتی عمل نکرده، فقط از دور از این گوشه نشسته تماشا کرده، نگاه کرده.
اوکی، let's shift now to Joseph, to Matthew 27. We're nearly finished. I'll finish it. The burial of Jesus. Okay? And again, we've got all this politics going on, we've got all these terrible things. But look at verse 27. And shall I read it first? Verse
27.
Sorry. We're in Matthew 27 and verse 57. Is that
the first
one? Well, you can see how this unfolds, you can do it yourself, can't you, here? And as evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named, okay, Joseph from Arimathea. And he came and he went to Pilate, he did politics. He came and he found and he gave the body of Jesus a decent burial.
هنگام غروب مردی ثروتمند از اهالی رامنه یوسف نام که خود شاگرد عیسی شده بود نزد پیلاتوس رفت و جسد عیسی را طلب کرد. پیلاتوس دستور داد به وی بدهند. یوسف جسد را برداشته در کتانی پاک پیچید و در مقبره تازه که برای خود در سقف تراشیده بود نهاد و سنگی بزرگ جلوی رانه مقبره غلطانید و رفت. مریم مجددی با آن مریم دیگر در آنجا مقابل مقبره نشسته بود.
You. Look at verse 61 of the same chapter. Look at verse 61 of the same chapter. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. All the politics is going on, and again, the writer of the gospel message says, look, there's one single person there, and there we are, and he's sitting next to the two Marys, and we're waiting. Mary, right, the two women.
اونجا میبینی که خلوت بوده در موقع، ولی بازم تمرکز روی شخص اصلی، یعنی بازم عیسی بوده، که در اون موقع میبینی که مریم مجدلیه و اون مریم دیگه اونجا جلوی مقبره میشینن، مثلا اصلاً که در نقش مریم مجدلیه است، اونم مریم دیگه
But the really important thing there, okay, is that it focused the two women under Roman law. The two women in Rome could not give witness at court. They could own land. They couldn't do anything. And yet, this gospel message points to Mary. It focuses right down Mary there. We sit with her and we wait quietly for the third day because she's got faith. Okay.
در اینجا مریم رو میبینی که با اینکه هیچ پست سیاسی و مقام سیاسی نداشته در موقع و حق این که در زیر چون زیر امپراتوری روم بوده حق این که چیزی داشته باشه ندیده، ولی بازم انجیل روی اون تمرکز کرده که با اینکه یه شخص مهمی هم نبوده بازم در مورد مریم به ما میگه که رفت نزدیک معبد عیسی نشسته و روی اون قضیه تمرکز کرده.
Thanks, man.
So in the end, I think, when we look at politics, it's ever-changing, it's chasing technology, it's trying, there's a division in the world, but the gospel message is always to the individual. It's aimed at you, and it means something to your life. Okay.
با اینکه امروزه میبینیم که همه چی به تکنولوژی و به کارهای مدرن اشاره داره، به شخصیت‌های سیاسی و آدم‌های مهم اشاره داره، ولی اینجا میبینیم که در اون زمان با اینکه اینا آدم‌های ساده‌ای بودن، پست و منصب سیاسی هم نداشتن، ولی چون از نظر خدا با ارزش بودن، همه تمرکزها روی این هستی که شاگردان عیسی خودش مریم.
When a lawyer and a politician stood up and said, "Who is my neighbor?"
اینجا میخوام بگم که وقتی که یه وکیل یا یه آدم سیاسی استاد و گفت کی همسایه منه،